Hi guys, welcome to Crypto Sparta. This will be the first Crypto Sparta podcast episode. I'm Daniel, Mr. Crypto Sparta. I have worked in tech and went to a Sade MBA. And this here is Gabe. You want to introduce yourself? Yeah, let's just start talking. This is like too...
Yeah, I'm Gabe. I know Daniel since high school. We go way back, soccer, all that. Anyway, 3-4 months ago, he told me to get into crypto. He told me to buy Bitcoin, Ethereum. I got into that stuff pretty heavy. And
now you have a car.
Yeah, now I have a car. Shit's worked well, you know. I've got into it pretty good.
And then behind the scenes, we got Smitty.
What up?
Yeah, Smitty is the producer. So I guess the first thing that we're going to do is talk about, like, why crypto? And then, I mean, Gabe, you have been investing in stocks for a long time.
Yeah, right? Yeah. So there's a lot of use cases for crypto, but basically, like, one big problem we have right now is the government printing huge amounts of money. Stocks are a good play for that, but currently they're just not going to be crypto. It's just not going to happen, right? So.
No, and then one of the things that I've talked about with my cousin is that, I mean, what are we saying? Probably less than 1% of the world is invested in crypto.
Right, yeah, a lot of people are priced out. Like, they can't, you know.
Or they don't even know, or they can't even...
They don't even know, they don't have access, it's too complicated. Like, the amount of people, like, I was this way. Like, I couldn't even get in, you know.
No,
like,
and this is why my idea kind of has been developing over time for Crypto Sparta is, like, Gabe's a smart guy, he's a good investor. I told him there were opportunities. And then I started doing things, and then I brought other people in. And it worked out great for Gabe.
You know, yeah, well, yeah, it felt like I was, you know, like, to be completely honest, as a new person, I didn't know anything. It was a blind follow.
No matter what,
here's the thing, though. No matter what, you're going to feel like you're buying the top.
Yeah.
Right there. Like, yeah. I feel like everything I've ever bought, felt like I'm buying the top.
No, and then the 30% dips can make some people sick if you haven't made enough money yet, like... Thankfully, I've, like, you know, X'd my accounts a couple times so the dips don't bother me because I'm still up. But if you just get in, the swings are really up and down. And, yeah, it was a bummer getting that one friend of mine in on the chat. And then he was like, what happened? And, oh, people were gambling and there were 6 billion liquidations on Bitcoin futures. So everything dropped. I mean, I dropped. I was kind of – I'd been through it before. But he was like, why didn't we wait to get in? This was dumb. And then you wait a couple weeks and, yeah.
Yeah. But to get back to your question, three, like, biggest reasons, I would say. Crypto over stocks. I mean, right now, the gains. I mean, there's just no comparison. First of all.
Keep in mind, though, we are not financial advisors.
This is not financial advice.
You forgot to say that, man.
No, it's okay.
Yeah. Saying it now when it matters.
We're yes, yes.
Now. Whatever you do,
it's not
now.
Financial advice.
Yeah.
It's not listen to me. Advice. Listen. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
But yeah, getting back to that, the first reason, if you just look at the past 3 months, I don't know the exact number, it's got to be 3 to 5 times better in crypto than stocks, and that's...
Well, I mean, the thing was, well, and this is kind of later, but if I could get into it, or you want to continue and just finish?
I mean, even if you go over the last 10 years, I mean, Bitcoin's outpoured every asset in the world, everyone looks up to Warren Buffett, everyone looks up to... Who else?
Do you look up to Warren Buffett?
I mean, honestly...
What's your opinion?
Honestly...
No, fuck the outline. What's your opinion of Warren Buffett?
Dude, he
he's dumb on Bitcoin.
He's kind of a fossil.
Even though he's a genius.
Dude, he's too proud to admit he was wrong. Dude, he got beat. He got beat by crypto. He got beat by the Winklevosses, returns-wise. I mean, he got beat by
a lot of
people.
Facebook.
Yeah, the Winklevosses.
The Roe Bros?
And here's the thing. Guys like that, they're too proud. They'll never admit they were wrong. They'll never endorse it. But it doesn't mean they're right because they were right 40 years ago. You know, I mean, that's like...
That's like Jordan Belfort being like,
yeah.
I'm bullish on Bitcoin.
You flip-flop.
Yeah,
you know, like, everyone flip-flopped.
Yeah.
Like, that's, like, I flip-flopped. I didn't believe in it, you know?
Well, okay, so what made you change? Just the...
I mean, probably when I started making money, like, everyone else, you know? I mean, dude, it's pretty simple. I mean, that's why it's addicting. I mean, if you get into it and you lose money, you probably aren't going to get back in soon, but
who
I mean...
Money?
A lot of people buy the top.
Yeah.
A
Well, and then the leverage buyers, the people going like 50, 100x on these exchanges. I mean,
it's very
10x, 100x. Yeah.
Yeah. Insane. But,
I mean, it'd be
not financial advice if you're new, don't trade with leverage. Yeah. It's not financial advice, but it, you know, might be good advice.
No, and then the point that I had for why crypto, and I wanted to add also decentralized finance in general, which is kind of like a big chunk of what I'm personally looking at, is we had the idea of like some of these technologies, like I would say like Chainlink or even some of the lending platforms, like, well, not lending platforms, AAVE, or some of the decentralized apps. I mean, the idea being, what if you could invest in the infrastructure of, like, say, the internet? Or if you could invest in the technology of the app store? Like, this is like investing in iOS. This is like investing in, like, browsers. Like,
yeah.
Legitimately, you get to invest in that. That's the weird thing about crypto, and that's why it's so, the gains are so outsized, because before you would make a company, you'd have to get certified, you'd have private investors, you have to deal with the SEC. Now, you can create a technology, and we know how tech companies just, I mean, if you invest in Apple, Tesla, I mean, everybody knows, whatever. But you are allowed to become, I mean, you're in the first 5,000 wallet holders of what could be unicorns. And oftentimes, I mean, are. Like, that's like the thing for me. And then it's a meme on Twitter where it's like, I'm just in it for the tech. Like, I don't even care about the money. I just believe in the technology. And it's like, yeah. Okay, shut
well,
up.
All right. I think a biggest...
Whoa, hold on, you can be idealist.
But some of the stuff like RSR, where they're doing... RSR is a coin where...
RSR is the teal BS? No, the teal?
I don't know. I just know about how in Venezuela, it's like somehow helping them with protection against inflation. Which we were talking about earlier as well. I mean...
Well, the money printing is an issue. But, I mean, even Bitcoin... let's say it isn't going to beat money printing. The only way you can probably beat money printing is like hitting moons on crypto, on like small caps. I mean, that's like the only way to like beat like...
That's the thing is you're going
like
to need
the rate
yields,
of like inflation.
The yields,
you know?
you're going to have to get...
Yeah, the hurdle rate is skying. I mean, Saylor thinks Bitcoin's the best option because it's solid. And like, I get that. That's good logic.
But technologically, like...
You're not realistically going to...
It's boomer coin. It's for boomers. Like,
wait, that's your opinion of Bitcoin?
Why shouldn't it be? Why should it be?
Bitcoin's so important. I can't underestimate the value of Bitcoin.
I mean, it's
so many old people have made money off of it in the last few months. Like, I know a lot of like my dad's friends. My dad made a lot of money by telling him to get it on this stuff in December and January. Yeah.
Okay, guys. So, what's your take on the stance or idea that Bitcoin is just going to become internet?
They only really trust things like Bitcoin or Ethereum. You know, like, and I don't know, like, why that is. I mean, like, maybe that's, like, the exception.
It's like adoption cycle.
It's
just the adoption cycle where everyone's scared.
Well, it's risk tolerance, obviously.
That's true.
But I think, like, the main reason why, like, let's say something like decentralized finance is so, so hot right now and so hyped and has so much momentum is because people love the idea of anarchy. And the fact that there's not, like, one person or one entity controlling it.
We didn't even get to Smitty's part about Phantom.
Well, we'll get to that. That's not even really what Phantom is about that. But, like, that's not, like, the point
of
Phantom.
So
the point, I mean, it is the point of Phantom. It's the point of a lot of things. And the reason why all these things are billions in cap are... because people like the idea of, like, a singular person, a singular entity, not...
We can get to the Federal Reserve now. I mean, I was saving it for later.
We could also use the fact that how much do you, I mean, this is where you can chime in, because you guys are much more expert about that than I am, but how much do you think is it cultural based on what we saw with GME and Robinhood, where people looked and saw what happened with that, and they went,
so this was
my
note.
I'm not going to crypto.
This was my note.
Crypto's like gambling, but easier.
I think
even if you lose, if you just hold, you'll win.
I know, right?
This is not this is not financial.
You know,
this is very
hold
clear.
On. There's
hold
all
on.
These
this
stories.
You don't have to wait a year to wait out a loss on a stock.
There's all these stories.
You have to wait like a month.
There's all these stories of people
faster.
Buying the wrong coin and it still goes up.
Like, all the time.
Yeah.
All the time.
It's, no, and I
the
mean,
amount of things I've bought blind, no, they've all gone. Everything I've bought is gone.
Yeah, if you just
I haven't bought a single coin that's gone down.
But no, this is where we'll get to, we can get to the journey. Because,
Well, do you want, like,
no,
I
if
mean...
Want, if you guys want to give me a little bit, and then I'll say how I started.
Well, I was saying before we get to the journey, do you want to introduce Crypto Spartan?
Oh, wow, we didn't even introduce Crypto Spartan.
It doesn't, we have, dude, we got an editor. Can
I mean,
what I'm saying out now?
You got an editor!
Hey, hold on, cut.
No, you know what?
Cut.
I kind of, no, right, guys, we're just rolling with it, and I kind of want to post this, even with this that just
keep
happened
rolling,
right now.
We can just cut it.
No,
this is going well. We'll figure it out.
Anyway, but anyway, you can just say this that any time. We can just edit that into the stuff, like any point.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey, viewers, we are just breaking the fourth wall.
He's charging me for.
We're just breaking the fourth wall. We're editing this on the fly, viewers, or listeners.
I don't want to edit this. This is gold.
We're not editing this.
No, let's. You know what? I think Crypto Spiral will just be at the end.
What?
Yeah, because we're gonna start the journey.
Bro, this is the intro.
No, because they'll actually understand.
This is the first Crypto Sparta podcast. All right,
Smithy.
You're not gonna say what a Crypto Sparta is at the top.
Nah, that's what the other video.
All right, Smithy, what was the first crypto you bought?
No.
Well, Ethereum.
Yeah.
Like everybody else. What are you talking about?
Ethereum.
What's the first crypto you bought? Actually, I take that back. I'm thinking about this. Many people who their first crypto was Bitcoin.
Oh yeah.
I
like
Ethereum.
And a lot of memers from like Wall Street Bets just got into Doge, like on Robinhood.
That is
that's
ridiculous.
Wild. Yeah,
I mean, I'm not anti Doge, but like I think meme coins will see their day eventually.
Did you guys hear about cummies?
Bro, this is a PG
there's a,
podcast.
There's a TikTok star.
What
and
did
she
you
made
say?
A coin called cummies. And it
that
20x.
Is disgusting.
And I was like, oh my goodness, I want to buy some for the memes, and I have a feeling this is smart. And it 20x'd, and I'm like, damn, I should have bought my cummies.
Dude, crypto's a momentum game. It's not really
it
about
is a momentum game.
If it was about fundamentals, Chainlink would be third biggest crypto
right?
in the
yeah,
world.
I know.
Instead, it's like 10th.
No, and then maybe this is when we can talk about...
we're breaking the fourth wall again.
Where good sources of info are. Because this is kind of relevant. Because it really is...
I mean,
you
that's
need,
a giant question.
That's a tough question.
Well, and then the thing about it is, this is why... This is part of what Crypto Sparta is about. Is that,
now we're going to introduce it?
Yeah, I know. Now we're
going to
introduce it.
Yeah, dude, we got
editing. No, the point of this is that you need a group of people. You need to confirm things with other people. You need tips. You need people to talk to. I've been like the person to bring other people in. We have the Telegram group.
Like many crypto spheres, we have Telegram groups.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. And the thing is, people need a community. And whether it be on Twitter or Telegram or just hanging out, like meeting up and talking with your friends, I get it on Twitter. I post it on Telegram. You have your friends. But what would you say to someone just getting in? Because this is part of what Crypto Sparta is trying to do is like, it's hard if you're not, and I've been doing it, and this is why I wanted to get to the journey. It's been about, I mean, I've known about cryptocurrencies. I went to conferences that had talks about cryptocurrencies when I was in business school. I've always been interested. I've known people that got into Bitcoin, and I mean, maybe I shouldn't say this, but they used Silk Road in college.
Yeah.
But, no, I've known.
Just don't name names, you're good.
Exactly. I've been aware of it for a long time.
First of all, there's something illegal about crypto. I would not equate it to Silk Road.
No, exactly. And
which
that's
is,
probably why
which,
a lot of
that's
like,
a big misconception.
That, yeah,
there,
yeah,
there's
yeah.
a big difference. Right. Crypto, like Silk Road was.
You can't listen to Janet Yellen talk about how Bitcoin is used for money laundering,
like,
used for all these criminal activities. Cash, the stuff she prints.
Yeah,
the
exactly.
Stuff, the stuff the Fed prints is what's
warning,
used for.
Dollars have been
the
used
most
for
illegal
criminal
activities in the world. All
let me tell you why.
All
cash,
the shady
not
stuff
traceable.
Is all with cash.
Crypto's on the blockchain.
Yes, that's the other thing. Bitcoin is traceable. It's
all crypto is traceable.
All
everything's
crypto.
Traceable.
Well, there are,
just about.
There are ways you can get around. But anyway. Not
we don't need to bring those up.
So your question was, what would I say to somebody who's just getting into crypto?
For info.
Right.
Where do crypto for info, to learn. That's just like crypto smart is going to try to teach you, but.
I got a five-word answer. Not a five-word answer, but.
So it's not easy because I would almost say it's not smart to get into crypto that way. Like, I don't think you should, like, go into YouTube looking for
you
something.
You want to tell someone
to
just create
not
a Twitter
really
account?
So what you want to do is maybe you just get Coinbase. So you don't even buy anything. You just go and look around.
Yeah.
You watch their videos. They have a lot of videos. You get free stuff there.
Yeah.
Dude.
It's like, just go around and get free stuff. It's not much, but like, you learn about it for watching stuff. You get educated. And that's kind of what's so great about Coinbase. A lot of people shit on Coinbase. And, I mean, rightfully so, to an extent, in my opinion, but... I think Coinbase is, like, overlooked because it actually is, like, really crucial. They're the people who are getting all the new people in.
So on
that's Coinbase.
On the Up Only podcast.
Like, that's what people need to understand.
On the Up Only podcast,
like,
they were talking about what is your, and you're more of the stock expert than I am. What is your sentiment on the Coinbase IPO?
It's one of the wildest IPOs ever.
You know what those guys said? They all said, no answer. You're going to have to see what happens in that 24 to 48 hours.
So, Gabe, or wild in a good way, bad way, interesting way?
I don't see how it could be bad. It just brings so much more attention to crypto, like how things are going. Like, it's kind of been a dream run for crypto.
You think
since,
it'll be like Game, though? Where, like, some idiots will just ape
that over and over? Hold on. Since December and January, like, everything has gone right for crypto. Like, everything that almost possibly could go right for crypto has happened. So you've just been kind of on this, like, great run. A lot of momentum on it. And the Coinbase IPO is just...
I mean, it's bullish for crypto over in general, but the actual stock, I'm just curious to your opinion.
Okay, the actual stock, technically. It's going to be really interesting.
Again, not financial advice.
So nothing like this has ever happened. I think I read today that the range of the valuation in, like, pre-trading or private trading before the IPO, that, like, only, like, you know, this is kind of the problem with stocks, that only the institutions can do.
Yeah. It's...
So I think the IPO, or the valuation, not the IPO, but the valuation of the company in pre-trading has ranged from $100 billion to $360 billion.
In my mind, the one thing I can say for sure is that it will be volatile.
On the high side.
And I think that there are going to be some whales that are going to be they're going to be looking for scalps on people that are over-leveraged.
Yeah. But dude, there's been panic trading, there's been panic buying, like there's been all this reporting on this, and this is just the institutions panicking back and forth. Because they don't really know what's going on. And no one really does. That's why it's so crazy. But
I think, you know, a significant part of it...
Because no one really knows the value. Let's not like let's not pretend that people know what the value of crypto is.
You know what?
They don't.
You know what?
They don't.
Could I say...
Could I ask you a different question,
Mr. KuCoin?
Whoa, are we talking about KuCoin? What are we talking about?
We're talking about exchanges, the centralized exchanges and decentralized
exchanges. That's why I invest that way, because I just take things and look at them relative to other things. And if it's like 1,000 times more than what it should be, I'll buy what's low.
No, with
like,
the decentralized exchanges and the centralized exchanges, that's kind of the thing is like, yeah, Coinbase is getting an IPO, but at this point, how many tech nerds do you need to make a centralized exchange? The only thing you have to deal with is the SEC. But I mean, a decentralized exchange... What are your favorite exchanges? I mean, I'm staked on Bancor. I'm happy with my Bancor stake.
I really like Bancor.
I had Uniswap, but I got impatient, which maybe was dumb.
Uniswap's great. I have Uniswap, but I don't use the exchange very much. But I've had the coins since... Because
you just use KuCoin.
I've had the coins since, like, the mid-teens, but...
Yeah.
So since maybe I got it on a little late.
What's it at,
but
like 30?
It's, like, it's been hovering
around
30 for a while.
Did you get any of the Uniswap airdrops?
No, you had to be in it last year. I'll get the ones now.
Yeah, the new ones. I'll get those as well.
Because I've used Uniswap. It's not the best.
Man, and then this is like, we're flying on different topics, and we're kind of, but this is good. These are the breadcrumbs. Do your own research. Try to figure out what we're talking about if you don't. But the Cope airdrop, I mean, yeah, it's a lot of airdrops. Like,
it's a lot of interesting.
Airdrop, like.
Dude, China crypto in general is just kind of just Asian crypto right now. It's just popping off hard.
Hey, Daniel, you might want to cut this, but do you want people to do their own research, or do you want them to potentially join Crypto Sparta?
It'll be both. Yeah, join Crypto Sparta.
Always do your own research.
We're working
this
on
this isn't
stuff.
Financial advice. This is just our shit.
Just to learn. Just to learn. If you want.
Look,
I've set up the company. There's an CryptoSparta LLC is official. And then it looks like about this week I'll be making my corporate checking account. I will be making a PayPal. First consultation free. Beyond that, I'll be charging $50 for 30-minute sessions. If you want, ask any questions. If you want to learn, we're going to be releasing videos. We're going to be doing lots of stuff. So, yeah, join CryptoSparta.
We're going to have a community, Discord, Telegram. Discord coming soon, Telegram live.
You want to flick it?
Flick what?
The technical difficulties. Let's get it back.
Oh, it's still recording.
It's still recording. Kind of like to see it, though. We're leaving this in. I'm not touching it. We're not editing.
Oh, that's your editor, bro.
We're not editing it at all.
Yo,
we
do Sarah Social Security.
This, I feel like this is
right
the
now.
First Joe Rogan. Come on, this is the first Crypto Sparta. Technical
difficulties.
It kind
of seems like you're wrapping it up. There's
the best buy was
closed.
Wrapping it up? I only hit like two of the top.
Okay.
The best buy was closed. We needed to get a camera. But,
some DIY.
I think that we've like passed through different things, but let's get back to...
Dude, I was just going to answer the original question. Like,
why crypto?
Like, how would you learn from crypto? I just think like... Just like look at stuff, like do research and look at stuff. Don't buy. You don't buy stuff right away.
Okay.
Like, I don't feel like huge pressure to. And if you are gonna buy stuff right away, buy big shit.
And
it's
a different path for whatever your strategy is. Because for me, I learned with trial and error. And then the thing you got to spend a lot of money on.
I made a lot of money right away because I blind followed at the perfect time.
So
that's not gonna happen for everyone. Like, you can't, like, act like what I did was the right thing to do, because it wasn't.
Okay.
It was dumb. I had no idea what Bitcoin and Ethereum were. People told me to buy it. I was like, okay.
Well, look,
I throw a lot of money at it. And then it just tripled. And it's like, okay. Like, you know, it's just, that's not going to happen for everyone.
No.
That was just pure luck. Like,
I think everybody
but the
knew
thing
that
is,
person in college who was talking about, like,
right.
I was in college, I never heard about, like, buy Bitcoin and, like,
but you have to realize what the gains have been since I bought, and like we're talking now at like a certain time.
Like
I'm just saying, like the way I made gains might not really be repeatable. Like
sure.
I don't know if Ethereum is going to quadruple again this cycle.
I mean,
maybe it will, but I don't know that.
The thing is, this is what everyone is like.
You always feel like you're buying high.
But
yeah.
But my thing is, I was talking about it with my dad. Do you think that the $2 trillion market cap for cryptocurrencies will be bigger in 2025?
Yes.
It's a simple question.
No, I didn't even hesitate.
Yeah.
Very quick answer.
Someone can eat your lunch. Someone can do the same thing. Uniswap can get forked into SushiSwap.
Yeah.
You can all, it's all technology. Yeah. They can probably be copied if you get enough smart people to do it.
SushiSwap might be a buy right now. It's really low compared to everything else.
SushiSwap's
it's been
great.
Tanking while every other exchange has been going
not
up.
Financial advice,
not
financial advice.
Not financial advice. Okay, but
look. I'm saying it's low, relatively.
Yeah. I'll just
low
say
relatively.
This. So going back, so I think we're touching on it. And Gabe, going back to, you know, you say.
I look for things that are undervalued. That's my whole strategy.
How do you find the information they do? Are there certain channels between Twitter?
Yeah,
I
spend a lot of time on YouTube. I spend a lot of time on various things, looking at stuff. I mean, I don't follow 99% of the stuff, but like what I'm doing is just learning.
So you're being
I'm doing that all the time. You can't expect everyone to do what I do.
Oh, exactly.
Like, I don't have a job.
I'm falling on like Twitter like all the time.
Yeah, and it's just you can't expect people to sift through that. So,
what you're saying is CryptoSparta is a good idea.
Exactly. I mean,
if
it's done properly, yes. And the problem with saying anything's gonna be so and so is that no one knows really what the future holds for crypto. I'm bullish on it. I think a lot of crypto, the market kind of relies on Bitcoin to do well, and I think Bitcoin
dominance is going to slide.
I think it will, but as for now, we need Bitcoin to like sustain us a little
bit.
Tangent alert.
What do you think the ramifications of Bitcoin sliding are?
Bitcoin dominance
compared to the rest of the market.
Hold on, I just want to say
one thing.
So, the thing that people have to understand is most of like what's driven this up, as much as I hate to say it, is just kind of old people money. And that's why it's like Bitcoin kind of carrying
the load.
Because
the institutions can finally say.
And it's like, you can't trust.
And then that's why this stuff like Michael Saylor and Grayscale are so important, because it's like, otherwise the institutions weren't allowed to invest.
So the way old money looks at cryptocurrency is they look at it. They look at it historically. They've done their research. They look at what was around in 2010 and what's around now. And 95% of what was around then is zero now. So, like, it's...
What do you mean?
Like, all, like, the early crypto shit, like, a lot of that's just gone. Like, all the,
like,
the
ICOs,
back in
the
day.
Yeah, like, dude, the crap. Yeah.
A lot of it's just gone.
I mean, it's much more sophisticated than it was before.
So their attitude towards it, though, they're spending a lot of money, and they have big clients, and they have big pockets. So they have to go into stuff that's always proven itself and is the biggest. And the stuff that's not...
And that's kind of like what I did, where it's like... Because
the institutions can't afford to lose all their money.
Yeah, that's true.
So they go into the bigger shit, like Ethereum and Bitcoin.
I think this kind of...
Because it's more solid.
I think this dovetails... Let's try to get into the journey, because that was like kind of the big piece that I wanted to like...
What do you mean
I want to narrate, where it was like, I'll tell my little piece and then like... I can include you, and then you
I never even heard your piece. Yeah, let's hear.
Look,
your
I mean,
piece.
You are.
I never even heard how you've gotten into
crypto.
Yeah,
Daniel
hear
is
it.
The no pun or joke intended, but you are the top spear of Crypto Sparta.
Some people call me. My dad likes to call me Mr. Crypto Sparta. He also calls me Wizard. He's like, hey, Wizard, how do I get this Urzgal? But
crypto's hard to get. That's another problem.
No,
especially
well,
on
certain
dude, American exchanges is tough.
But no, if
in Asia you can get anything easy.
If you guys will just give me a little bit of time, because it's like I had an idea also to tie this in, but after the MBA, I ended up starting to work at Infosys. I moved out to New Jersey, and you know I had to like kind of build a life to a certain extent. So I was paying bills, I was paying down some debt. I was buying furniture and stuff like that. But what I would say was where it got started was that I started to invest as I'm, and then this is what I'm saying is like for a lot of people as well, I was investing in Robinhood to start because I wanted to start getting some stocks. But I always had my eye on crypto, and then Robinhood also included cryptos. So basically, let's just fast forward to when coronavirus hits. It's almost been a year and a month.
Probably a year to a day.
Yeah, because I believe it was March 12th, the office that I was working at, someone had the flu, and they shut it down before the rest of, like, it was like an early warning.
Wow.
And then it was like, they're going to do a deep clean, but like coronavirus, and I had seen it, and I feel like I knew to panic ahead of time, and then I didn't like it in New Jersey, to be honest. So... I immediately spoke with my manager and said, can I work remote? And then he was like, yeah, it's cool, whatever. So I flew, and then you remember, we took a trip to the cabin.
Yeah?
Yeah. So I flew out of New Jersey with my can. That's the first mask I put on. Shout out Alex Alvarez, thank you for that mask. Because I went through the airport with a mask, and then...
Before mandatory, right?
Yeah.
Dude, that's what kept you alive. You might have long COVID right now.
Hello.
You should not delete
but,
that. Delete that laugh. I'm a bad person.
Anyway. We have an editor, bro.
That's true.
Dude, for the record, Smithy laughed at that.
But I believe around then, and I can check in my Robinhood, what I would say with my starting of investments in cryptocurrencies is, it's kind of funny, and I don't know who will get this, but Hotep Jesus. You know him?
I'm not touching that.
Coinbits.
When
Coinbits.
Was that?
Coinbits.
What was the date? What was the date
know.
You got into crypto?
I know, right?
What was the date?
I need to double
what
check.
Month?
Oh, well, I can give you that.
What season of last year?
I can give you my
It was
date.
After I got my job, after I was paying down some bills. Like,
in
I didn't
summer?
Have money to invest.
Summer last year?
No. This is two
fall
years
last
ago
year?
Now. Yeah,
you had it 2 years ago?
Well, the thing was...
You had it 2 years ago?
Well, the thing is Coinbits. What Coinbits is it's like...
That doesn't even sound real.
I never heard of that.
It's kind of garbage. I realized later what happened, but it worked out for me. Coinbits, you guys know Acorn? Yeah. For investing.
Yeah.
And you know, like, you can set up recurring buys. Coinbits, you can buy Bitcoin, but then Coinbits, what it would do is that it would do weekly $5 purchases of Bitcoin. So I was like, I'm just not going to think about it.
Really?
I set it up, a $5. And then every once in a while, I put in like $100. Like when I was like...
2 years ago?
Yeah.
Smart.
Yeah. What I didn't realize is that every transaction is charged $1. And I was buying $5 at a time. So I was getting charged like, what, 20%?
Yeah, that's not, smart. That's not smart.
At the same time,
I'll take that in the long run, though, very smart.
From what I believe,
you gained money in the long run.
So I took out my money to...
You gained a lot of money in the long run.
I believe it 3x'd.
Yeah, like you gained profit in the long run.
I mean, I could talk about the numbers, and it was because it wasn't that much. It was like, I think I put in like 300 and something bucks, and I ended up taking out like 1,200 or 1,000. So like,
hey man, win's a win.
Yeah, exactly. And I was doing $5 deposits with a $1 fee, which is just dumb. But I mean, it was an effective way of,
learning process.
Yeah. It's just dollar cost averaging into Bitcoin. But then what I would say is when I went to the cabin, we hung out.
Cabin 20.
When we all got into Phantom.
That was later.
Phantom's January. This is not
like exactly. No, because this is March. But then what was happening is I was up at the cabin. I was working remote, and that's when I started dollar cost averaging Ethereum. I can actually tell. I think because I checked on Robinhood a while back. I believe I bought my first Ethereum for $270.
You bought one of
them. I bought my first for like $500, $600. I bought a shit.
Y'all got it early.
I bought like
yeah.
I bought like a good like 100.
No, and then that was the thing where I was like, Gabe, get in. But the thing is, the way I do things is I do them first myself and I prove it. I mean, proving it is like a couple months and I just track it and it goes up and then I get other people in.
I got a Bitcoin as well.
Yeah.
I got mostly Ethereum, but you know.
Yeah.
Well,
like, I got a Bitcoin.
I mean that's my theory.
I wanted a coin, dude.
But
I wanted a Bitcoin.
I mean, so in terms of the journey, it was like, because this is actually, it was January, correct?
Yeah.
Correct. Because that was when you guys went out with the flamethrower.
Well, I mean, I'll say for Phantom, without naming names, we were at a certain person's house. We were at a certain person's house. You told me to get into Ethereum that night.
Yeah,
I invested a lot of Ethereum that night, and
Ethereum did
very well on that.
I mean, Ethereum is just like it just, and then this is, you know what Mark Cuban said? He's like,
Cuban's in on Phantom.
Yeah. He's in on a lot of stuff.
He's in a lot.
He's really, and then watch the Up
so
Only with Cuban.
Videos.
That's a really good.
He basically bought into like
every promising undervalued project.
But he also got into all the ICOs and got dumped on in 2017.
Yeah, but did he like focused on like the kind of undervalued shit, I'd say. Like, he's into so many undervalued projects.
Well,
is
Cuban on Bancor or Binance?
Dude, he's also in an Injective protocol.
Is he?
I don't know if you've heard of Injective
protocol. You told me about it.
But that shit's going to be big down the line.
You think?
It's like derivatives, but crypto.
Although,
really?
You know Mirrors? Mirrors is like a more well-known version of Injective protocol. They basically sell stocks as cryptos.
That's synthetics.
Right, yeah.
Synthetics.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's basically the whole derivatives market, though. That's what, like, inches out.
No, and then that's the whole thing, is eventually the stock market is going to be duplicated in a parallel.
See, but
They're going to make stocks 24/7. They're not going to have to abide by the SEC. There will be synthetic stocks.
Most of my portfolio.
I know, it's going to be.
That is insane.
That the SEC. This is the bearish sentiment. This is the bearish sentiment. At a certain point, the money and the freedom, the risk is the regulators are going to crack down.
What's that personally mean?
I haven't done my taxes yet, but I got token tax.
Hey, I would not talk about your taxes on a podcast.
No, I'm just saying. Make sure to do your taxes correctly.
Oh, I'm because, super meticulous.
No, the bearish sentiment for crypto is that the regulators are going to crack down. That's the one thing. I mean, in India, they keep trying to...
But I mean, if
India's
you're,
yeah, India's interesting.
Yeah, but if
dude,
you're
that's
smart,
like
wait,
fuel
did
the
it,
market.
Well, India banned
dude,
crypto.
Dude,
kind
Daniel, no,
whoa, whoa,
hold on,
you
hold
mean,
on. You know what Xerox is, right?
No.
It's like India's biggest exchange.
Oh.
So, dude, it's been like insane ever since they banned it. Like, interest in crypto has like doubled in India. It's
yeah,
like,
I know, right?
India, it's been like
yeah.
a reverse effect.
No, and all of them. The
but
thing
like,
is,
with
I
Xerox
worked in India.
Is,
I lived in India.
It's going on.
They are all very smart people, and there's a thing called a VPN. I don't know if
exactly.
you
exactly. Like, that's what I said when they tried to ban.
Like,
I was
cool.
like, they're just gonna VPN. They're just gonna get around.
Legally, we do not endorse using a VPN. But
I mean, I use a VPN. I mean, that's just.
I would not admit. To
see, this is an unregulated space. It's fine. It's
me.
Don't worry.
I mean.
Look, VPNs are great if you're trying to get to cool videos on YouTube. That's
anyway, saying. We're not in India. We're not doing any of this, so it's fine to talk about it.
Yeah.
It's just what's happening.
Yeah.
But yeah, India's India, like Asia, dude. So many things I own. Are only available in Asia. Like, none of the American exchanges have the
and
tokens.
It's like people joke, the
they don't
land
have
of
the
free,
tokens.
The amount of taxes
yeah,
we get taxed and the amount of regulations there are.
Yeah.
Hey, let's not...
Arthur Hayes is going to jail because of the BitMEX stuff. You think so?
The charges are kind of weak. What do they charge him with? He made it too easy to launder money, or he didn't do enough to prevent laundering money? How much jail can you give someone for that?
I thought it was for providing illegal derivatives.
No.
And then, do you want to explain what we're talking about?
Yeah, so Arthur Hayes is the creator of BitMEX, which is kind of now a defunct kind of, you know, platform. But all of them are very rich. They made a lot of money.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I'm not going to say he's a good guy or, you know.
No, but you got to explain.
Necessarily.
Whether or not he's a good guy is for someone else.
I'm just saying, did he break the law? It's pretty hard to say that he broke the law.
No, but I would say,
you know, that,
we should,
that's
I
where
talk about
what it
that.
Really
we should,
comes
we should,
about.
We should explain BitMEX.
I'm not talking about his character, but
no, talk
we should it. We should explain BitMEX. And the thing is, in America, the laws prohibit you from certain types of trading when it comes to cryptocurrencies.
Yeah, and because the banks got really pissed that like people like him were getting away with what they were doing, and that's what it basically.
What I'm just saying is,
because what he did is what the banks want to do. But they can't.
Let's get into the specifics. Let's go deeper.
Can you explain though, like how BitMEX works and like leverage trades and like futures, like?
Well, so back in BitMEX's heyday, I hate to say it, but Bitcoin was like really, really popular for black market activities. So they not nearly to the extent as it was.
Relatively,
it's not even close. Because like back then, dude, like,
back
that's
then
all Bitcoin was.
Yeah.
That was its use case.
What
Bitcoin's
year
use case, the early 2010s, Bitcoin's use case was the black market.
So like 2013?
No, 2011 to like 2014,
yeah.
I would say. But
yeah. So, I mean, just for the listeners, you know, I'll go back.
Right.
So
BitMEX's peak was probably in that range, right? But nothing BitMEX did really encourage that or really endorse that either. They did like maintain themselves as just, but basically they didn't live up to the government's standards, and that's because they didn't break any laws.
In my mind, though. From what
did
I understand,
what law did BitMEX break? Like that's
this is
like
my point. Yeah, Gabe. Listen, and then this is maybe a question for you as well because you understand traditional markets more. But from what I understand,
but crypto's not a traditional market; it's unregulated, which is why.
No. This is the thing: is that it's unregulated and it's not allowed to trade on leverage or futures in America. And then so people have to use VPN to do it illegally.
Well,
and then he was.
It's actually not technically legal if you do it. So Nexo is not like using their loans is not illegal, and that's technically margin, right? Like,
oh really?
KuCoin, what you're doing on KuCoin, you can get up to 10x leverage on KuCoin. It's not illegal.
Really?
No. The way it's worded on.
Oh really?
Yeah. So it's not technically
because
illegal.
I thought BitMEX was giving like illegal options to trade.
So what BitMEX was doing was they weren't verifying.
Oh,
is,
and then you need to do KYC.
Right, and most, but the thing is,
you legally need to know your customer.
So
what are you, like?
No, because you need to report because they need
to
track everything.
You need to know your customer.
Yeah, exactly.
You
the KYC.
You can't not KYC.
Well, it's kind of unclear because the SEC charged XRP, right, of a pretty unclear thing because they didn't.
Ripple
it wasn't a regulated.
Is though. You were, we,
it's
I mean,
not that different.
How do
though,
you
because,
feel about Ripple? Because I was bullish when I first heard about it, but I didn't. This was before I was even investing in it. And then I heard about what happened, and I was like, "Oh, it's poison now. It's like the kid with lice. Like you don't."
Dude, if you had bought when everyone thought it was poison,
you
would have been 6x.
Hey,
look,
literally, while we're talking, XRP
there's no other big cap crypto that would have done better than XRP.
I mean, it's moving
XRP
right now.
It's destroyed everything.
It's booming. Isn't it?
Yeah, 6x. It's 6x since December.
It's
it was 22 cents.
Right,
I mean, it was 22 cents, and now it's $1.40.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to stabilize very shortly.
But it's 20 cents.
I mean, it's still recording.
Yeah, I know, but I just like to see it.
Yeah.
No, this is all just good quality content.
Someone new, PA.
But dude, BitMEX is the same thing as XRP. It's like, it's not even a specific
law.
Yeah, exactly. They're just
pissed
that they're doing well, and they're really rich now, and they just want a piece.
Yeah.
It's not even legal. It's not even a legal lawsuit. It's just a civil lawsuit.
Yeah.
Which one?
XRP.
They're just suing them.
It's a lawsuit. They're just suing them.
Yeah, but they're going to be.
It's not a criminal case. None of the people in XRP could go to jail on the current case.
Well, no, but.
At worst, they
have. But also.
But they're winning. So, like, if anything, the SEC is
winning.
About
they're going to win.
So here's the thing. Like, it's insane, like, the amount of momentum crypto has. Because crypto is, like, crushing the SEC right now. Because XRP is winning.
Yeah.
And that's why XRP is mooning towards,
what
is it, a 300% gain?
Yeah.
Like, 600%.
Could I ask you something? Because this kind of, it's a twofold question. Because we're talking about XRP. And it's not necessarily like,
they came
it's,
out
not
with
even, it's not even near
nonsense
my biggest regret.
Allegations, they didn't
but
have
wanna,
laws written
wanna,
around.
I want to ask you, for one, what are some of your, the things that you like are most upset about in terms of missing? And for two, how do you deal with getting upset for the misses? Because this Boson Protocol presale, that one.
I was not pissed about it. Dude, I don't get pissed about shit I don't know about. You know, like, dude, for every one of these pumps that's right, there's a lot that are wrong.
Yeah.
Like, that's what people need to understand. It's like, oh, I'm going to be, like, pissed all day. I missed out on, like, a 15x in a day. But for every one of those, there's 20 that don't.
Yeah.
So it's just, it's kind of tough to, like,
no,
Boson
was, trading
was a sick call by you
that
no one benefited off of, which was unfortunate. I wish I had listened to you more on that. But, like, to be fair, you didn't really say anything.
It was
I didn't
really,
know what it was.
I tried to, and the pre-sale was quite complicated where you had to set bids. And I tried to get my dad into it, and it was like, we're not going to sit down and figure this out. And that was, like, with the Mooncats and also with, like, different...
Dude, so...
Yeah, like, with the Cope airdrop. I mean, all these things are just, like...
So
I
Solana's Chinese. So, like, all these things
Solana's
are...
Solana's Chinese.
Yeah. So all these things that are...
Oh, wow,
yeah.
I didn't even know that.
So all these... I don't even know if they're Chinese, but they're, to me, very obviously backed by Chinese money. But...
And that's why they're doing all the airdrops?
So, like, everything that's Chinese right now is pumping, pretty much. Like BNB pumping. KCS pumping to, like, Infinity. Kuwabi token. And that'll be back to 30 soon. Indeed, it's just...
Do you think that there's
Chinese exchanges and like
in my mind,
it's just going
that,
very well
do you
for
think
China?
That, do you think that? Well, I guess
you have to. You have to.
Binance is kind of the big one in the room, but do you think that there's enough food at the table for all these exchanges, or is one going to dominate, and are the rest going to die? Because
was,
the exchange
like,
game is crazy.
Like in China, I think the three in China that will do very well are Binance.
Not financial advice.
Are Binance, Huobi Token. And KuCoin.
Yeah.
What's Huobi Token?
Huobi Token is going to do very well. I'm saying it right now. It's kind of a bold call. It's like a $3 billion.
I've never even heard of it.
It's a $3 billion. You can't get it in the U.S. It's
I've
almost impossible to access the token in the U.S.
But shout out, get a VPN.
That's exactly
VPN.
Why Huobi Token is going to do well. Dude, when Huobi Token was at 12, I was pissed I couldn't buy it here.
Yeah.
Like, I really, now it's like 18. I was pissed I couldn't get Huobi token.
I was going to circle back, though, because this is kind of relevant to the idea of MetaMask and the fact that for the average person, like, so Huobi, you literally can't get it.
It's hard. You can get on like MXC maybe, or like Biloxi on like a limit order. So you have to like piece it together.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's...
So, but what I wanted to get to
sounds
was...
complicated.
It's shit, right? It's shit, bro. It's
sounds
shit.
Complicated.
We were
I think it was so much shit in crypto. It's
You do.
The biggest turn off in crypto is all the fucking a million accounts you need.
I know.
And all the fucking exchanges.
Well,
just
trying
to open new accounts.
Let me say this for
but, dude, the thing is, if you're in Asia, you wouldn't have these problems.
Yeah.
Asia's like so much farther ahead of us over here in crypto.
Yeah. But I mean,
Asia's miles ahead.
It's miles of technology.
But they always have been.
It's not just crypto, bro. It's technology and
they're
general.
So far ahead.
About?
China's going to beat us to digital so by
what
so
are you
much.
Talking about?
Ni hao, Wo Shi, Meiguo Ren. Guys, we got to learn our Chinese.
Yeah,
we got to start learning. Wo Shi, Meiguo Ren.
Well, this is why Binance, probably especially, even though it's already huge, is just going to do insane.
What I want to do is circle back. We're kind of in the journey. I was talking about dollar cost averaging Ethereum from low to just...
Ain't no shame in a DCA.
It just kept going. It just kept going up. And I was like, I wasn't paying rent. I was at the cabin during COVID. And then I had to take some profits because I was like, I should just... So I took the profits.
Probably a huge mistake.
I know. Well...
No, it wasn't. Hey,
there's nothing wrong
with taking profits.
Not financial advice. I force myself to take profits, but it's, every time it's pretty much.
I'll tell people take profits. Do not do what
for,
I'm doing.
As an example, I sold KCS at $10. I trimmed it.
I'll give you an example. Do not do what I'm doing.
Beyond dumb,
about.
Considering it's
by 20
now, like
is,
a week later.
My thing is,
I forced myself to do it, but it's probably not.
My thing is, I took profits, and the thing is, I bought. And this is the thing, is like, this idea was formulating because I was getting a friend in, I was getting other friends in, I was trying to get my family in, I got my dad in. I was on Twitter all the time, I was learning, I was practicing like this stuff myself, and what I wanted to get to was, I had been reading about it, I was investing in Ethereum, and then I was reading about these other cryptocurrencies, and it was when I got into Phantom. And the thing was... It was so complicated to
Phantom's tough.
Get first I got Gemini.
Phantom's not that hard to get.
I use Gemini.
Phantom's easy to get.
Now that we know these things. But this is when I was starting from scratch.
Yeah.
So I was reading these things. I looked at Phantom, I thought, wow, they're actually doing stuff. Smitty, this is your turn.
Yo, what up?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah,
what's up?
Do you want to get in front of the camera? Can you get in front
of the
camera?
Hold on, hold on.
I'm not going to get
in front of the camera.
Damn.
Smitty, explain to us the six steps of the Phantom use case, or the use case.
The use case? Okay, well, simple. Here
well,
we go.
No. Sorry to interrupt.
Continue.
Think of your thought. But the thing is, what I want to say is that...
whatever you want.
I had to... start taking money that I was putting into Robinhood, and I figured out how to work Gemini. I opened my MetaMask wallet, and I sent the Ethereum that I bought in Gemini instead to MetaMask. This is the crypto Sparta method. And basically, I call it that. It is the process of moving money from a bank to a centralized exchange to MetaMask. And then swapping. So, and then this is like, we can talk about our calls, right? We can talk about our entries. I believe.
What are your best ever top three?
Well, I believe I bought Phantom at 6 cents.
Yeah, that's huge.
Yeah.
If you sold it, right?
No, and I sold it to you for dollars.
Yeah,
it was like, what,
dude, you shouldn't
18?
Have sold me that Phantom.
I know. Well, the thing is, I
you shouldn't have sold me that Phantom.
I wanted to get you in, though. Yeah. We needed to get each other in. Like, I knew.
Yeah, but you got me in the wrong way.
I know. Like, you should have. I should have sold you less. Or
you
would have
made a lot more money.
I should have just asked my dad for a loan or something. Yeah. Like, I just need the cash at the time.
I'm, like, kind of pissed. Like, I mean, I would have missed out on huge gains if you hadn't. Because, like, that was back at the point where I didn't know anything.
Well, the whole thing was, these are the things that it takes to get people in. And I've given, and I'll say this. I believe, I've been keeping track in my head. And it's ballooning now. I believe I've given away between $4,000 and $5,000 worth of coins.
Oh, at least, dude.
Because I've been giving
you
people.
You keep giving people shit.
Yeah, I keep giving people 100 Phantom, 100 Urzel, some Ocean.
Dude, if you're the person paying people in crypto, you're the one losing money.
I know.
Dude, that's what makes that Beeple NFT that sold for, or not the Beeple, but like that 69 billion NFT that went and the guy sold it right away.
Yeah.
He's an idiot, dude, because that would be like 100 million now.
Oh, the Beeple piece?
He sold that when ETH was like 1,400. He got ETH, and now it's 22, 21, 22.
Well, look, I mean,
dude,
I don't...
Like, dude, he acts like he's like, everyone's such an idiot for being in it, but he left, what, $40 million on the table?
I mean,
you can talk about how dummy other people are all he wants, but he's the one who left $40 million on the table.
Well, Daniel, I mean,
did he leave it in ether?
Dude,
does he need that money for his day-to-day expenses?
Dude, these people that are making the news, that the news loves to cover, who are saying you're such an idiot for being in crypto. But
you're
then,
not.
Like, he even said that. It's like, yes, it's definitely a bubble. Like, yes, like, I sold everything the second I got. It's like, yeah, you left $40 million on the table. Like, that's on you.
Well, look.
what did he need the cash for? Because I'll say this. No, I had taken profits for, I'd sent some money to India.
This is hilarious.
I've given people
these
crypto.
People act like they know. Dude, it's not even about the calls. It's these people act like they know. It's like, it's definitely a bubble. I know better. I'm cashing out.
Yeah.
Well,
it's
look.
You cashed out for what? 50% less if you waited a few weeks?
What did he need the
it's
cash
hilarious,
for?
It's
so
hilarious.
Well, it's just hilarious. What I wanted to get to is I've taken profits for and this is where
but dude, these people know better, dude.
No,
they know better.
But this is where the idea for Crypto Sparta started, because it's like, I think I probably set up 30 people with wallets and trying to teach them, and it gets very tiresome and repetitive, and that's when I bought CryptoSparta.com. And the idea was formulating them. How do we, because there's no one really teaching in a simple way for the normie, for the retail investor that wants to get exposed to the altcoin gems.
Well, I mean, do we want to talk about the space of DeFi or?
We're getting to that. But in terms of like getting to these gems, I mean, how do you think you would have gotten into them otherwise when it comes to altcoins and MetaMask and Uniswap?
Gabe, you go. I can
all right, so hold on. It's hard, man, because like if you just hit shit with perfect timing, everything looks like
no, but to understand the process, to understand how to even invest in these things.
So here's the process. So Daniel basically told me to get into crypto. Like, I thought it was dumb. This was 6 months ago, 7 months ago. Very recent, honestly. 7 months ago, I thought crypto was a joke. Because I was an idiot, like everyone else.
You thought it was a joke? Are you serious?
Are you serious? I actually didn't know this.
This is
wild. Alright, well, I come off like a big run off stocks. Like, I just 8x off Tesla and Square.
I mean,
I was like, oh, crypto? Like, they can do better than me? Yeah. But like, so it was like, Dale told me to put like a lot of money in. So I was like, all right, well, I'll buy a Bitcoin. I'll buy like, you know, like a shit ton of ETH. I'd probably buy like 50, 60 ETH.
Oh my God.
Yeah, dude, I bought like
ETH.
Oh my goodness.
Wow.
Yeah, dude, I bought like a shit ton of ETH. But it was like nothing back then. Like,
yeah,
that's
it was cheap.
Like, that's only like 15, 20K like of ETH. So, I mean, it's not even that much ETH, but... And, like, I took a lot of profits too early, because I made myself take profits. I held a lot of it, but...
Yeah.
I managed to still take a lot of profits, which is...
You bought a car.
Yeah, but in hindsight, it's been a horrible call. But, I mean,
Just tell people, look in the camera, and be like, Daniel told me something...
Every time I've taken profits, it's been a mistake. Everything keeps going.
Just tell them you listened to me and you got a car.
Well, yeah, I mean,
we'll tell the editor to edit this part.
So yeah, he told me to get into crypto, and like I threw a lot of the Tesla and Square games into crypto, and
smart.
You know, it went off, and it was good times. Crypto and Tesla hit a wall, so.
Can I just tell you something funny?
Like all the timing worked out for me perfectly. But it's.
No, and it was the same thing where my dad was like, stocks are killing it. Like,
Tesla and Square, dude. I had like 8x on Tesla.
And that was all because of like the economy was just pumping up all assets.
Well, but it still is, too.
I mean, the stock market is frothy. I don't know. But
Shout out. Never mind. I'm not going to say that joke.
I mean, so is the crypto market. I think the crypto has a lot of room to grow because, like, I think there's like a weird chance that if the stock market doesn't do well, crypto could. Kind of like see a little
pump. Well, and my thing is, you know, I talk with the people in India. They're on their second lockdown. I got messages. I got my second shot today.
Dude, India's loving crypto more than ever. Crypto's never been bigger.
That's not my point. My point is, in Europe, I had friends from Europe and also Brazil being like, congratulations, man. Like, it's going to take forever for us to get vaccinated. I think American stocks are going to pump. Because our economy is going to be the first one to recover because we jumped the lines on all the vaccines. The rest of the world is going to take forever to get vaccinated.
I still have like 60% of my portfolio in stocks. Like I still like.
I think they're
going to
pump.
I
think somebody had said crypto is.
Stocks are just more passive for me. I've been buying and holding so many stocks for so long. I'm just going to hold them.
But the thing for me is stocks are safe. There are some winners. But for me, Chainlink is safe.
I like Chainlink.
Yeah.
I think Chainlink is, out of the big cap coins, I'd say Chainlink's the most undervalued.
That's what everybody just says. Is it, like, how is it only, I think it should be top three.
It's weird to see, like, Uniswap and, like, Theta, like, things that are, like, even unfinished having bigger caps. It's like, no. Like, in real world use case.
Yeah, and Cardano, like.
Cardano's weird. I have a lot of Cardano, but like the thing about full disclosure, I'm more of a momentum investor. Like I like invest in things that have momentum. Like I've got an NFTs pretty heavily, like Engine and you know Veracity and you know just shit that's gonna benefit off.
What did you think about IGG? I like the gaming space.
I like the idea of it. It's just one of those things that's like a little too. Meme-y and like a little too.
I disagree, but the thing is, I just wonder who's gonna be the winner because it's like when it has to deal with like art
wait,
and video games.
I heard Cardano, that Charles fuck.
Like, Charles Hoskins?
Yeah, that Gamergate looking motherfucker.
He's a weirdo.
He's fucking weird, bro.
Yeah.
He's calling people idiots
on
Twitter.
Well, the thing about Cardano is it's got a lot of hype. And like, I'm up on Cardano a lot. I'm really tempted to sell it and put it into things that are lower cap.
What
is
it?
Go up more. But
what is its use case?
Its use case is that it's much more scalable. It's much cheaper and it's much faster than Ethereum. So the same use case as Phantom or Solana.
Well,
or any of them.
Well, time out. There's a big difference.
No.
Phantom does not consider itself. They've gone on record as not considering themselves as an eco.
You can say
that's exactly the point I wanted to make. Well, and then now is the time for Smitty to explain Phantom. That was my first good call.
You can say you're an ETH killer all you want to like.
Well,
no,
but there's a big difference when you say you're an ETH killer.
Phantom is an ETH killer.
It is because of the transactions.
Smitty.
They sold
Smitty.
Gas.
No,
exactly.
Smitty, which makes it an ETH killer.
Exactly.
But anyway. So
everything will be run on Phantom.
So Smitty, if you tried to buy $8,000 of Ethereum right now, how much do you think you'd get charged in fees?
A lot.
Just guess.
What
the fees would be.
For $8,000 of Ethereum?
Mm-hmm.
What are you talking about though?
I'm gonna say $800.
Like on Coinbase.
$800.
Coinbase? What is it? $2, $3?
$800.
I know what point you're getting to.
Dude,
it's like a penny. It's like less than a penny on Phantom. It's like free.
No,
eight,
but,
okay,
all
no,
right,
but
on Ethereum, that's probably $300.
$300? Okay, I'm going to guess $800.
How?
They just, Coinbase, if you try to buy Ethereum out of your bank account on Coinbase, they take $300.
Because they take a percentage.
Well, no, it's the conversion fee.
On Phantom, they'd probably take less than $3. years.
I mean, Phantom's great. You don't gotta tell me.
But I mean, that's just that's like
the speed
that's
of
not
Phantom.
Even the tip of the iceberg.
Look,
so Phantom's what 50 times faster than the Phantom.
50 times faster, 50 times cheaper.
More, probably a lot more. But it's also scalable. It's also instantaneous.
It's also
to take your blockchain onto like a lot. You can take shit off of
say it louder for the people in the back.
Onto Phantom. Like, it's nothing. It's just instantaneous and done as well.
Well, I mean,
there's nothing more scalable than
you
that.
So this is one of the exercises that I did to learn about crypto. Was I minted Phantom USD and Phantom wrapped Phantom to be able to stake in my Phantom wallet. It's very complicated, but
Phantom offers 30% plus staking. If you do it for long
and
enough.
I've been talking about the single-sided staking for Urzdol, but apparently making those liquidity tokens, it's 460 APY. 460%.
You get in early.
Per year.
And that's what people don't understand. Phantom's still early.
It is.
You can still get it on their web. If you want to stake a year, you'll get 30%.
No, and I mean, the weird thing is,
you have
like,
30% plus. You stake over a year.
In traditional stocks, it's like sell the news or
yeah.
like buy the hype. But
Cake
like
is insane
good,
staking.
Good,
so many places have
good,
insane staking.
Good crypto news. Phantom now has their F1 racer. And it's like, it still doesn't really push the price much. It's so weird.
I mean, Phantom's weird. I can't talk about
it. And you can touch it.
So, the thing about Phantom is that the reason why it's not big, and nothing in that space is big. Ren's not big. Any swaps.
Ren Bridge is going to be big.
Tons of things aren't big. I know they built the Brent bridge for Brent.
Brent to 10. Everybody's that
dude,
funny. Brent to
10. The thing is, nobody cares
about
Brent.
I sold my Brent. I got like a good 30% gain.
So, dude, the thing about cross-chain is Cosmos is the best cross-chain by far. They're nothing still. They're going to get shit on
there
for
be
forever.
A lot of other people. Isn't Polkadot going to have something cross-chain? Or Paris?
Yeah, they're
going to
have fucking somebody like Phantom build it for them. I mean,
yeah.
You know, I mean, they're not going
to
build it.
I mean,
it.
To be honest, when I read about Phantom, I was so bullish, and then I kind of am just, I have fatigue from holding it for so long.
So do I. Everyone does.
Yeah,
but,
yeah,
the,
but
the
it's like so much
Daniel,
when Lambo. When Lambo.
Dale, the thing is, it's an incredible technology, but no one cares. It's not an NFT specific thing, really. It's not,
not
like,
yet.
It's not fitting the, it's not.
Do you know what?
Do you know that?
No, they're getting NFTs on Phantom Network.
That's gonna help.
It's gonna be huge because
Opera Network. Opera
I'm trying
Network.
To.
Like, I haven't sold any Phantom. Yet.
And then this is the newest for the Crypto Spartans.
But
we will be minting the NFTs for sale to join Crypto Sparta. Please send me the 0.1 ETH, and then I'll get you the logo, and you'll be a part of the crew. But it's expensive to mint NFTs,
yeah.
And now if they're on Phantom, it'll be like nothing.
That's true.
The only cryptos I've sold off are like Bitcoin and ETH.
Yeah.
Those are the only things I've sold. And I've only sold them to buy alts. So.
I've sold a few.
I've made a lot of money on BTC and ETH, but
so
I've sold them.
What's your weightage in BTC ETH?
Percentage wise?
I'm at like. I'm
or like money?
I'm at like less than 5. Those are
no,
bigger
it's
points
higher
to
than
me.
Five.
I want to be riskier. I'd rather risk it.
I know. I agree. But it's just.
No, it's safe. It's smart. It's not stupid.
But even Bitcoin are the kind of things you can kind of afford to hold. Like,
that's
all
the
other stuff
that's
I
how
have.
I feel about
like,
Chainlink. That's how I feel about Chainlink.
Even Chainlink, I think, can tank in a bear. But
Chainlink's not going to tank.
I think it's
Chainlink, I think, is
safe. Chainlink has shown a lot of could. So, it's. People
where are you? Okay, what
dude,
do you think the bottom all right,
is?
Well,
despite the fact
the
that Chainlink is, like, working with every, like, all the biggest
there's
companies
so
in the world.
There's so many fucking whales.
This doesn't matter.
Gabe, there's so many fucking
whales
for it to tank.
It's the whales.
It's not ever going to tank. Worst case scenario, fucking stabilize because of the whales. It's not going to go down.
You literally just said it was the most undervalued in the
it
top
is,
10.
It is. But it's still tank.
Gabe,
old
it's
money
never
going to
get below fucking.
Old money is in
BTC. It's never
going to
get below 25.
And that's the shit that'll never go down that much again. But Chainlink, I still think, could.
How
because,
much? Let's get into the
dude,
how much?
Michael Saylor, the guy, like, all right, people like Michael Saylor, which is a lot of the Bitcoin market cap, haven't thrown into shit like that too heavily.
Can
or
we,
at
can
all.
We, because,
and that's why it's sketchy. That's why the support isn't as strong.
So I've hired this girl
like,
in India to write for the blog. And then I've got her writing the
we're
format.
Breaking the fourth wall now.
No. The format will be a coin. She's going to do a coin review. Hopefully it should be like a weekly thing, or maybe we'll do more than that. And it'll talk about the coin, what it does, the price action, and then any notable figures. So you're just talking about Michael Saylor.
No, I'm talking about Michael Saylor.
Can we talk about Howard Krieger? Can we talk about Howie Wowie? Can we talk about Urzel?
That's so different, man. That's like a different topic entirely. But yeah,
like,
I mean.
Change gears?
About this? Let's transition right now. For all the noobs like me who don't know shit about Urzel, and maybe you've heard a little bit about
it. You don't have any Urzel?
No.
Are you serious? What are you doing?
I don't get it.
I'm about to buy more, I think.
Bro!
No!
Okay, time out. From a fucking normie behind the scenes, not on camera, breaking the fourth wall. What the fuck do you mean this shit's gonna replace the Federal Reserve?
It won't.
It's not.
Near term.
Like, what the fuck do you mean
it's
gonna replace the Federal Reserve?
No. It's a joke. But then that was like, this is like kind of, it got to your anarchy point where it's like,
The Federal
Reserve lends out dollars. Urzel is looking to be the decentralized finance hub for lending for large banks and corporations.
You know where Howie's getting the liquidity?
El Capitan is the first mentioned.
Okay. Nice.
Have you heard that?
Yeah.
Do you know them?
Yeah.
What
but
does
you
that
didn't
mean?
Hear that. That
what does that mean? I don't
know. No, I didn't
know
that they were supported.
But you know that, but you know El Capitan?
Yeah.
What is
Because I heard and I ran into them, but who do you know El Capitan is?
Well, I just heard the name. I like know they're like in the, you know, kind of private. You know? Yeah, exactly. I've heard the name.
So,
they're pretty big.
So they announced El Capitan.
What is El Capitan?
It's a private lender that
makes
hundreds of billions of dollars.
It's pretty big. It's pretty big.
It's a giant.
There is private. It's private investment.
Yeah. And so that's one of, apparently, Howie only wants or is looking at 10 institutional investors to underwrite the loans.
He's probably getting a lot of other loans, too. Yeah. It's smart. It'll work.
No, he only wants, not a lot of loans. He only wants a few. And then that's the whole thing, is a lot of the liquidity will be provided by people like us. Because if you buy Urzel and stake it, that's the liquidity that they're loaning out.
Yeah.
That's true.
And they're looking at $40 billion in loans a month. Overnight lending, just like the Federal Reserve.
Yeah.
At
that'll be really
rates.
Attractive to big companies.
Yeah,
it will.
Yeah. Because there will also be, and then this was the news, was that Urzel could be the answer to underbanked industries like the marijuana industry. Because it'll be digital loans.
I have a lot of marijuana stock.
Yeah, are you still in? I'm hardened, dude.
Yeah.
Which ones do you still keep?
I still have Hexo, dude. I have a lot of Hexo. I have a lot of Afria. I have a lot.
What's Hexo at, dude? I gave you the Hexo tip too.
Yeah, I'm still way up on it, but like,
what's it at?
Like eight.
Yeah.
It was like 11.
I mean, they did.
Hexo's gonna go off, dude. So is Cresco Labs is gonna go off.
Yeah.
Cresco's dope.
Dude. Trulieve is gonna go off. Sundial's been insane, yeah. What else? I mean, there's so Canopy Growth. I mean, dude, they're all going to be really popping off soon once Biden and Kamala start.
Oh.
Dude, the second there's positive news federally, shit's going to pop, dude. Like, that's a good... I mean, stocks are slow as fuck, and so is the government. So, like, you can't expect overnight gains.
Yeah, true.
If shit's low, right? Like, Afria's a great price. Hexo's a good price. It's a good price right now. If you want to go to the weed game.
Not financial advice.
Not financial advice.
But hypothetically speaking.
Great prices, right?
Hypothetically speaking.
Does it mean more if we say not financial advice like more than seven times? Like do we keep saying it?
You just have to make the identity. You
kind
of do. You have to say it at least twice.
I mean, I'm just saying, at this point it's basically a comedic bit.
No, yes,
yeah.
Well,
sometimes
you say,
dude.
Also,
hold on. We're at entertainment and educational channel.
Yeah. Okay.
Also, honestly, life advice, better to be safe than sorry.
Yeah.
Dude, but honestly.
Just throwing that out there. Better to be safe, just throwing that out there.
He's about to be like, honestly, fuck that.
Hold on. I'm just gonna list some coins that might
honestly,
not
YOLO on low carbon low cap market gems. Like.
Honestly, YOLO, invest all your shit in KuCoin and Ursul,
hold
and
on.
Just like
yep.
go to fucking Philippines.
Yeah. I'm gonna call out some coins.
Right, no,
now.
No, dude.
I'm doing it. Not financial
advice. Not financial advice. I'm just making some calls.
Yeah.
Yo, not
this
financial,
financial
advice.
For my 10 coins to pop off. Veracity, Engine.
Keep going. What else?
Phantom?
No.
Urzdol.
Phantom is like not
no.
crap.
Hey! Speed Racer, it's gonna be picking up steam soon.
God, dude, I had a bunch too. Fuck, what was I gonna say?
I've got a long on paint.
Rubik, Asuko.
Oh, hold on.
GRT.
No.
Solana, Matic,
Tron.
Bat.
I think Tron's gonna do very well.
Fucking Bat.
I think.
I like Bat.
KCS, BNB.
You like Kusama too, KSM.
Yeah, Kusama is another very good one.
Solana.
Solana,
I mean, yeah.
We'll see.
We can't go. I mean, we'll probably end up
good. I don't know.
I mean,
we might make too many, but do
your own research.
Yeah.
Again, not financial advice.
Due diligence
yeah.
and everything.
I think BNB and Engine and KCS are all very undervalued. I'll say that. I think BNB is going to be
like Engine.
Huge.
If you want to look up stuff, there's the paid group on Twitter. Or paidgroup.com, you can enter the Telegram.
Maybe.
They've been shilling IGG, I don't know.
BitTorrent and Tron might be some low key.
Do not talk about BitTorrent.
BitTorrent and Tron
That's like actually not good.
BitTorrent and Tron might pump.
I'm out on BitTorrent.
BitTorrent and Tron.
You know what though? Gabe, you want to take this one? There's like one thing before we say the. What's going to happen in the future with Crypto Sparta? Do you want to explain staking? Because this is like a huge topic that
we really need to see. So staking is offered on many platforms. It's basically you lock in a cryptocurrency to its network to support it, and you're rewarded for that. And those can vary massively. You can be rewarded from 5% of your stake to 30% of your stake, and oftentimes that depends on the amount of time you stake something for, of course. But yeah, staking's a very good way to make a lot of money. I'd especially suggest doing that in a bear market.
What do you stake?
I stake KCS, Phantom.
Stake Phantom.
I stake a lot of Phantom. I'm longing Phantom. Full disclosure. What else do I stake? Fuck, dude, I own so many coins. I stake Link. Uniswap.
On what? Celsius or what? What do you stake? I'm not trying to be a dick.
Yeah, Celsius.
What do you stake on Celsius?
Do you want to stake like Celsius?
Link.
Celsius
you stake Link on Celsius?
It's pretty yeah.
aggressive.
What is it at?
Oh, it's like 5-7% or something.
I need to get it off Gemini. I'm at 4.4.
Yeah, it's 5. It's just, you know, I mean, yeah. It's,
I mean,
it's
Celsius
a million places you can do
is
this.
A good combo. It's a good combo.
All right, instead of listing the platforms, I stake things. They vary too much. I stake Chainlink, BNB, Bitcoin, Ethereum.
Where do you stake your Ethereum?
Block you stake Ethereum?
I mean... It's not even staking. You just get the interest in Nexo, which will beat a lot of staking like anywhere.
I mean, that's good to know because I'm a fucking.
I need to open a Nexo account, but like talking to you, it's giving me a headache opening these new accounts.
It is. It's annoying.
Yeah,
but in the long run, it's worth it.
So Nexo is a bitch and a half, but all the exchanges are free. So if you ever feel like swapping. Like any big cap.
You actually want to trade.
If you ever want to swap any big cap at a stable, it's free. No fees.
Do they have
just free.
I mean, what's the variety though? I prefer my shitcoins on Uniswap.
The variety is bad. It's all big caps on that. So.
Yeah, no.
It's all free
not,
exchange.
That's not what I'm trading for the gems. I'm trying
I know,
to
I agree, but I'm just saying I do own the top three. I own Bitcoin, Ethereum, BNB. I just hold all of them on Nexo. You get 5 to 8%. Compounded daily as well, so you're getting
And then you can pull it out whenever you want.
As much as I have,
there's no lock period or anything.
I mean, you're getting like hundreds. You know, it's hundreds of dollars. It's like the same on KCS. I mean, they have the best stable coin lending rates around, pretty much.
Have you been tracking Fae?
You'll get 30% for
US. Do you know about Fae?
No. But dude, you can get 30% USDT on KCS. That's probably why the coin's popping off. That and a lot of other factors. It's deflationary. They're burning their own coin. They're buying back and burning their coin to drive the price up. KCS is...
Is that gonna be permanent, or are they changing? Okay,
so they're about to burn half the supply.
Who is this?
KCS. So it's gonna sky.
I want to get some of those.
So KCS, it's not that there's not that much of KCS.
I know.
It's,
and I'm dead serious. I think that there's gonna be a supply shock with a lot of these cryptos because it's like
Bitcoin is drying up.
Yeah.
I mean, it's gonna rocket. It's gonna be 100K. I'll just call it by the end.
Not financial advice.
This is a call. It doesn't mean anything. It's just bullshit.
Predictions.
But I honestly do think Bitcoin will be 100K within a month and a half.
This is a back to the mall bag.
Bitcoin will be 100K within 2 months. Easily, I think.
200K in 2 months?
100K in 2 months, 100K. Easily.
I mean, that's so almost double.
I think it's a conservative.
Right now,
that's why I'm conservative compared to most of the people making calls. But I think it'll definitely be 100K.
You double it if you...
ETH, I'm a little more concerned about because of the gas, but I think it should be 3.
Phantom will.
Well, I mean, do you think that they're...
Unless Phantom hits, like, a major American exchange.
Do you think that they're going to start doing deflationary stuff with Ether, which... This is what's weird about
cryptocurrencies. But
I know. Well, I mean, you can't change the game in the middle of the. Yeah,
it's just
like
too
they're
much.
Changing the rules in the middle
yeah,
of the game.
Yeah, the miners are gonna like.
Yo, they're not
yeah.
gonna change.
The miners are just gonna like fucking counteract whatever like benefit they try.
I mean,
to
the gas
price,
fees could
so.
Skyrocket.
Well, the
which
gas
is already a nightmare. It already priced
yeah.
it out. So over trading was.
Okay.
I bet I've spent.
Hey,
like,
hey!
How much
idea.
Do you think you spent in gas fees?
Too much.
I think probably 2,000.
I'm too big of a doubter of ETH, probably, but like,
okay.
I own ETH. It's just sketchy how much the fees go up.
I mean, I love ETH.
It
made me a ton of money.
Yeah.
It made me a lot of money.
Same.
No,
more
but,
X,
I mean,
but.
To play devil's advocate, despite the gas fees,
ETH's tough, bro.
It's literally stabilized at
unless they
can, at
dude,
the thing is, all these things will be off-chain on Phantom, and then they'll be resolved with one or two. The gas fees will plummet.
The problem is, as of now, everything is on ETH.
Everything
and
is.
So everyone wants to just fucking bank on ETH. But it's just like a simple fact that if they don't fix their problems, they will be overtaken.
I know. It's
and
like,
it's just...
But, I mean, this is what Mark Cuban was
saying
on the
Upholded
podcast.
They need to fix their problems.
No, they're
and
they're,
if they've been saying they will for a while,
do you not,
and they haven't, and
no.
if they don't, it will be an issue
yeah.
down the line.
But
maybe
then,
not this year,
then
but
this
down
question,
the line.
This question is
be.
Basically, do you think that they are smart enough to do it?
Who?
I don't
Ethereum.
Know.
Ethereum, do you think they're smart enough?
I don't know,
to
dude. They're all way smarter than I am. I don't know
yes,
if they can
I
fix it or not.
I do.
I do kind of believe that the newer Ethereums are built on better tech.
If you actually
like, so
knew,
I'm sketched for ETH.
That's a million-dollar question. If you can actually decide if Ether is going to get it together or not, that's a million-dollar question.
Look, I mean, I can explain why I have an answer to that million-dollar question.
I'm sketched on it because better things are built on newer
exactly.
tech. It just makes it sketchy.
Exactly.
I mean, that's why I didn't even believe in
Bitcoin.
Well,
a lot of the DeFi
but,
stuff, in my opinion, shouldn't be run on Ether. Ether is, you can, and I had a programming friend from Madison. Shout out, well.
Don't say it.
Yeah.
Don't say it.
Yeah. But my programming
although,
friend, he tried to program on Ether, and he was like, this is a crappy programming network.
Got it.
But the thing is, they're the first mover. They have the first mover advantage, but will they solve the issues, or will there be somebody better? Because apparently...
I would argue...
To this day, Ethereum's, like, the only fully finished, like, workable platform.
I know.
Like, all these other competitors
are so far behind.
Look, idea. Ethereum will overtake Bitcoin.
If they fix their problems, absolutely.
I think they will.
Definitely.
I think they will.
Yeah.
In my mind, there's no reason that Bitcoin is number one.
No.
Besides the history and the context.
Store of
it's
value.
Fucking bullshit.
And the old money loves Bitcoin.
So they're kind of set.
I think in the future, there's all these, like, activists.
The old money loves Bitcoin.
All these activists that are
Ethereum don't win out. The gas will be
Ethereum isn't going to win
Ethereum
out.
Will win out if they fix their problem.
They're going to fix the shit.
But I'm saying I think it's going to be something different than Ethereum or Bitcoin at number one. I think Ethereum will overtake Bitcoin.
I
think Bitcoin will drop because people will just say,
I agree with you. It'll be like a meme coin.
It'll be like,
Daniel, there's only a few coins that could like realistically overtake Bitcoin.
Which ones do you think?
They're Ethereum, Cardano, Uniswap, Chainlink, maybe BNB to be honest.
BNB is already what?
Shit's
that's
going,
pretty bold.
It is
bold,
but like, dude, like, shit's so bullish in China.
I know.
China,
and then what if they do take over and everything's run centralized by an exchange? Because,
dude, honestly, Binance's chain is pretty good.
Yeah, it is.
It's a pretty good chain.
I mean, I don't see why it wouldn't be.
That's the third biggest crypto in the world.
BNB. I mean, are people that important?
I mean, Phantom will get huge from that as well, so I hope that happens.
Yeah.
Because Phantom's like one of like the first like cross.
See, the thing is, people are like, people ask me, they're like,
what? Like, yeah, Phantom's like big and on
Binance. People are like, what if it goes to zero?
What I want to say is,
I doubted Binance more than anyone.
What do you think is going to survive in 5 years where, like, you know, that's like the trading strategy.
Well, the ones
like,
that
what do you think is still going to
be around
be?
For sure? The ones I just listed, that's where those are the ones.
I mean, yeah.
And that's what I'm saying is I don't think Phantom is going away. They have real world use cases.
Especially if Phantom. If like ETH goes to Phantom and they're like, we need you, it's just over.
By the way, they should.
They should.
Phantom
they already should.
Phantom fixes their fucking problems. Not to say the F word.
And Kronia has a lot of good connections.
Yeah.
Look,
so
I mean, Andre is my guy. Andre's my guy, man. I mean, I'm a big proponent of do your own research in terms of any sort of investing.
The reason Phantom hasn't taken off is because no one cares about cross-chain, first of all. And second of all, it's not listed on any major American exchange.
Yeah.
It's on Uni and what, 1inch, and that's it?
Uni, Sushi, 1inch.
It's on Sushi? Yeah, that's right, it's on Sushi.
Yeah, and they spent like nothing on marketing until
that's
that F1 racer.
And
by the way, international
six.
Purposes.
What's that dude's name, by the way? Like, I'm a fan now.
Look, I don't know his name, but he has 1 million followers on Twitter. So
well, apparently he did pretty well. I gotta ask my homies.
We need Phantom on, like, Coinbase or Kraken.
It'll
get
it.
Like,
that's when it's gonna rip.
Yeah.
That's the crazy thing that it's not even on those.
Look,
like, why isn't it?
Look, let me drop
centralized exchange.
It's on every Asian exchange.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Phantom?
Yeah.
But it's not on these.
It's on Coop. Dude, like, the run up to 80 cents was because it debuted on Binance.
Bro, they hit 0.87 in, like.
That was because it debuted on Binance and adapted Binance blockchain, which is insane tech. The fact that they can just run, like, Binance to ETH to fucking their own chain simultaneously, that's insane tech.
So,
like, that's why it popped to 80. It's just like, oh, wow, that's insane tech. But no one cares.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
That was what that joke I was talking about.
It's insane.
I'm in it for the
time. No one cares.
No,
I'm actually.
There was a meme on the.
It's not NFTs. It's
there
not
was a
trendy.
There was
it's
a meme
fun.
On the internet on Twitter where someone was like, "Oh, $30 gas fees." Do
it's
you wanna,
a cent on Phantom.
Do you, and then that's what they were saying. Yeah. You want to watch me swap on Phantom? And then the meme was
look,
like,
I mean,
the meme was, it was like, you want to see me do it again?
Yeah.
And it was like, you can swap 100 times and not even get the fees that you get on Ethereum.
Well,
dude,
look.
Dude, I took my first, I undelegated my first batch of Phantom staking and I got so much.
Did you?
Yeah, I got like 100 Phantom.
And I mean, I was just reading today.
And I always staked like
I was reading today
like,
about somebody who was mining Link for, apparently they were getting like a couple Link a day, but this was years ago.
Wow.
And now they're like, yeah, it was only like 20 cents at the time, but like, just realize that in the future, yeah, he was like,
yeah.
I calculated it was like $450. No, he was getting like 10.
Google, Microsoft, Oracle all use.
He was getting like 10 or 20.
All use Chainlink.
Yeah.
Chainlink works for all those companies.
I mean, Chainlink
they do
is just
shit for all those companies. Chainlink's the best real world use case.
Okay, time out. Can you talk about what the fuck is its use case?
Oh it's use cases.
It does
smart contracts for everything.
It's in
like,
everything.
All the biggest companies in the U.S. Chainlink does a ton of shit for.
This is what I tried to explain it to my dad. I told him to get something.
So
and I was
pretend,
like, this is like a...
Okay,
this is,
so pretend I'm your dad.
That's why it was hilarious that Theta was a bigger market cap when it wasn't anything.
Theta,
it wasn't even a platform.
China
it wasn't even a finished product.
China.
And it was a bigger market cap than Chainlink without being anything.
So on that Up Only podcast that I was trying to show you guys, there
like
was
I
this,
liked Theta.
There
I
was,
hate
there was this, there was this one
dumb.
Guy where he was like, yeah, like, we were targeting more investors, and so we tried to dumb it down. And, you know, we were trying to hit the 70 IQ investor, you know, because there are the memes on the, and then they were like, we didn't dumb it down enough to get the average person. And no offense, the crypto Spartans, you're here, you're smart, but I mean, the average person trying to get through to them, they were like, we tried to dumb down our thesis for investment and we didn't dumb it down enough. And explaining Chainlink. To dumb it down enough is just like,
well, okay, look.
Well, here's
look,
the
look.
Fallacy, man. You can, like, have the best fundamentals, but you won't outperform.
Exactly.
Like, dude, like,
and
you
then
need
that's
to,
why you trade on momentum.
The hype. Yeah,
that's
you,
why
you
trade on
momentum.
Momentum.
You do
yeah.
trade on momentum. And that's where all the games
no,
are.
No, and then
crypto.
That was what they were saying is they were
yeah.
like, there's this one
that's
dude.
All crypto is.
There's this
it's
one dude
momentum.
Who's super smart, and
it's
then
not
he
really
knows how dumb people are going to trade.
Dude.
And apparently the dude made a ton of money off Cardano.
Here's when you look at the fundamentals in the bear market where everything's undervalued.
And then that's
and
where
that's
chain,
where you look for
that's
the
that's where Chainlink was born.
Right,
Chainlink
exactly.
went up in the bear
yes.
market.
You look for these things in the bear market because they're actually fucking valuable in the real world.
Yeah.
95% of these altcoins aren't going to make it.
Do you
want to
take
it,
this
bro.
One? Or I've done this. I've done the Chainlink talk with several people.
Yo, what's up? You want me to talk about Phantom?
No, do you want me to do the Chainlink talk?
I mean, I think, you know, I mean, look, you put, I mean, yeah. no, I mean, no lie, DP of CS,
I think it's been about 30 or 40 people, I'd say.
No, you should cut that.
There's
wait,
a lot.
I just don't hear what you're last.
No, it's not, this isn't anonymous.
Yeah, I said DP.
No, it's okay, Daniel Price, that's my name.
I mean, you put me on Chainlink.
Yeah.
That ass, no
but,
lie.
But the thing is. You gotta understand what Chainlink really does. The thing is, and then there's this meme, and I told my dad about it. This is a good way to explain it. It was, if you guys know in Borat, you know that one part where he was like, oh yeah, this is my neighbor. Like, I get clock radio, he gets clock radio. Like, I get a house, he gets a house. Like, I do something he can't afford. Great success. That's the meme. But it's between Bitcoin and Ethereum. And then it's like Borat is Ethereum. And he was like, this is my neighbor Bitcoin. I get high transaction costs. He gets high transaction costs. You know, like, I have network effect. He has network effect. I have smart contracts. He can't afford. Great success.
Yeah.
But these smart contracts require input from the real world.
Yeah.
A smart contract is an if-then contract.
Yeah.
If, and then this is the real interesting thing is, I mean, dude, if you just follow Chainlink, you learn stuff. So a lot of this will be applicable to insurance. And the crazy thing is what they've talked about is like weird use cases where it's like, Mark Cuban, I believe, mentioned it, where he's like, if it rains, the tickets for Mavericks games, the demand drops.
Mm-hmm.
If I could buy insurance, if it rains, you pay me money. I give you $500, but if it rains, you give me back $3,000. You know, but I pay $500 every game.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I have insurance. I mean, it's just
yeah,
the idea of insurance.
I get the idea of insurance.
Dude, did you?
But the thing is, if it rains, how do these technological companies know if it's raining? Something needs to take the real world data and then input it into the smart contract so that it triggers.
Yeah.
And
insurance
then,
is so anti-crypto.
Huh?
Insurance is so anti-crypto.
I disagree.
Why?
Dude.
Why?
This is
like,
DIP.
Why?
This is DIP.
Why?
Do you know DIP?
No, I'm just saying like HSBC. And
oh
like,
yeah, yeah, they're gonna hate it because it's gonna eat their lunch.
Well, no, dude, they like are not even like allowing people to trade MicroStrategy. They're not allowing people to buy MicroStrategy. And they're not allowing any like crypto-based money to come into their bank accounts.
Who?
HSBC. HSBC.
Yeah.
Dude, like you cannot like transfer money from Coinbase into an HSBC account. They block it.
And you're just anti that?
I'm anti.
I mean, you,
bank.
Daniel, with the whole like him versus. So you think
I am? I am anti bank explain God.
In the
so
yeah,
exactly.
I am anti
bank
explain yeah. God. Yeah.
Fuck them.
Yeah.
Fuck them.
Well, fuck HSBC. It's not a bank I'd ever have in the first place.
I know.
But I mean,
yeah.
They're a joke.
No,
they're obviously a joke.
Fuck them. But anyways. The thing is, you're going to need, and then literally Chainlink invented the word oracle.
True.
An oracle is something that moves the real world data into the smart contracts, and it interacts. But the thing is, just like you don't want a centralized bank, do you want a centralized oracle? No. Is there one company that you're going to trust to provide
no.
the info for all of these
no.
smart contracts?
No. No. Absolutely not.
So the genius, and this is very hard to really comprehend.
Well, try
the
to
genius
it abstractly.
Of, yes, the genius of Chainlink is it's a decentralized oracle where there are nodes. I've thought about starting a node myself.
I thought about it. Yeah.
All of these are validators where you have a decentralized system, a network, that are providing different... And then the easiest way to do it is talking about price charts.
Continue.
And Oracle is literally used for like every price chart.
Yeah.
Okay, there's a real world price. And then it needs to talk to the blockchain. Who do you trust? You don't trust one person. It's
trust
a decentralized Oracle. Yes. All
you,
of
you,
these,
you trust multiple validators.
All of these different people are validating so that you
exactly.
come to a consensus.
Yep, exactly. Yep.
Exactly.
Exactly, yep.
And so...
It's genius.
It's genius.
That is...
And
from like an abstract level.
When the network...
That is batshit crazy.
When the network effect happens...
It's fucking
when,
crazy.
Because right now the applications are not being used. But the demand
yeah.
for Chainlink... It's But
it's
the
so
whales
ironic.
Are suppressing the price.
Yeah.
Do you think,
it's probably the smartest fucking technology
dude,
out there.
So
what's so ironic is that like the best fundamentals perform the worst.
And if you listen to if you listen to Sergey Nazarov, he's
it's
like
so
he's
I love
like,
that dude.
You and there's this one where it's like really good and it's memed
although
around.
Although tell him to wear
and the thing
flag.
Is if you want to get good info, go on Twitter and follow the Link Marines. Because they got me into Urzel. Anybody who's in Link or who's an OG Linker. Link Marine?
Nah.
They're fucking smart.
I mean, do we want to talk
not
about where you
them.
Get your information? Like,
I get my information from internet frogs.
Well, which way? From where? Reddit,
Daniel.
Twitter, 4chan, YouTube?
Daniel. Dude, just to wrap things up, because I got to piss and I'm hungry. But
and we're going on 90 minutes.
Yeah. Right. But what your top shills.
Let's go.
Top coins.
What you got?
Chainlink is safe.
All right.
Urzel is for money.
Yep. Anything
quick
else?
Quick money or long term?
Stake. Bancor.
Stake Bancor. Okay. Smithy.
And then for
I got my advice
for a YOLO. For a YOLO.
Yeah.
For NFTs, I like Paint. For a YOLO, Pepemon.
Fuck
get
that.
Some Pepe balls.
You
stake your Pepe balls for some Pepe decks. And then get some Pepemon. They're gonna release a game in the future. Pokemon and Toshimon.
Nintendo.
There's like several
Smithy.
Different Pokemon.
Game Freak shutting all that shit down.
Smithy, what are your shills?
I don't
shill
got shills.
Shill
I, got, I got solid advice. My advice to anybody who's a newbie going into crypto, my advice is this. By the way, not financial advice, just general life advice. Well, actually, no. Legally, it might be. All right,
let's
bad.
Hear it. Yep.
Look, put 5K into Bitcoin, 5K into Ethereum, 5K into Chainlink, and 5K into a shitcoin / altcoin of your choice. Wait 5 years and you'll be pretty fucking happy.
This was a good strategy that we were talking about with Nick. Yeah.
That's my advice.
Yeah, that's a good
5K
idea.
Bitcoin, 5K yeah. Chain, 5K E.
But come up with your own strategy.
Yo, but yes, Daniel's right. Come up with your own strategy.
Yeah.
The fun is find your own altcoin. I
stake.
Found,
yeah.
Just buy a ton of just DCA
yeah.
Ethereum and stake it on BlockFi.
Ain't no shame in a DCA.
Yeah. Yeah, DCA is fine.
Ain't no shame in it.
All right, you guys.
Fucking pussy.
Tend to this bull market. Veracity, Engine, BNB, KCS, Urzdal, Bancor.
This guy's smart.
Uniswap.
Shout out Uniswap! Let's go!
Pancake Swap, 1-inch.
Who the fuck is calling me? Oh, dang.
Fuck, what else do we have? Just close it.
Yeah. Alright, yeah, that... Let's wrap this up. It's been there's some other stuff that I was gonna say, but I mean, it just feels like it's over. Yeah.
You guys, it's been real. Hope you've enjoyed.
Shout out Crypto Sparta.
What's up? That's a wrap while I go on camera.